Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, you bet your sweet ass we do. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right. Happy summer, lover.
Hey, cheers to a happy summer.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers.
You know who else we're cheersing with today? You know this prolific Bronx-born rap artist. He's known for his surreal, abstract, and often eccentric lyrics. He founded legendary hip-hop group, the Ultramagnetic MCs.
Ultramagnetic MCs. You also may know him as Dr. Octagon, Dr. Doom, or Black Elvis. We welcome to the studio, Cool Keith.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hey.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Well, we like to wine and dine our guests.
Oh, you know, we try to be a real fancy
show. We're drinking a nice nectar rose.
Yeah, we
are.
Got that nectar rose.
And we're so drunk already, we're pouring it on the side of the cup.
It's that daytime. Ooh, ah.
But very that's a part smooth.
Of, that's a part of it.
That's a part of the party, baby.
That's that waterfall.
Don't worry about it.
It's just hell yeah. This is a perfect summer beverage. Very smooth. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So, Keith, you single?
I have a...
Complicated question.
I have a girlfriend.
That's nice.
Excellent.
She's getting, she's pretty open-minded.
That's good. So yeah. It's kind of an open relationship situation or?
Modern love.
Modern love, yeah.
We're trying to spice up our life and stuff. I've been trying to get a creative and stuff, you know. And getting into clothes and, you know, they say you have to keep buying a lot of lingerie to keep your life spicy.
Yeah, yes.
A lot of women go conservative to a certain point.
Yep.
Yeah, the lingerie.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to.
I mean, go to Victoria's Secret and stuff. I think a lot of women don't go there.
No. Mm-mm. No, they're always in the.
Because they basically, a lot of women are just generic. They don't want to go. That's another thing, too. It's like. That level went down of buying things to make your nightlife interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's true. I think that's a nice idea to bring that back.
Yeah.
That has been like lost a little bit.
It has. You remember Fredericks of Hollywood? That was
that was my favorite shop. I used to go in there. They're on Hollywood Boulevard. I know they have one, but they don't have that many in New York. I know they used to have them, but they got one in Hollywood Boulevard.
Because they get a little saucier than Victoria's Secret. They get those
stuff.
Those nip cutouts. But
Victoria's Secret's been kind of conserved.
Haven't they?
I mean, you know, they kind of make corporate lingerie there.
That's the secret. Victoria's Secret is out. It's that she's corporate.
I've found some good Victoria's Secret outfits that I bought that they only come out occasionally that you got to find them and buy them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, but a lot of stuff, like you said, is quite conserved and corporate.
Yep.
You know, I think they're a European-based company.
Are they? I think so.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of it, though.
Yeah, that might be.
Well, nowadays, you got to make some stuff, I guess, to make your buy. They don't have independent lingerie, and they had La Perla, Paris, but that was a little just expensive and classy, I mean, but it doesn't serve the purpose of being slutty or something.
Yeah,
like that.
No, you want that funky stuff.
Slutty effect to it.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, but like you said, it's still a lot of women out of all those companies, a lot of women are still conserved.
Yep.
Like, you know, we're going into this look now, like I walk around the city and observe New York, like everybody's trying to do this teacher look, the specs.
Yes.
The hair pulled back in the ponytail.
I really think the shit is whack because, I mean, I went to school a year and everybody always thought their teacher was ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, it's the style, like everybody wants to look like a teacher.
Sexy
and that
teacher.
Shit is not.
Sort of buttoned up.
Yeah, it's not in, like, you know, wearing specs and tying your hair into, you know, it's just a ponytail. It just doesn't look cool. You just got specs. Like, they were trying to turn you on to look like a teacher.
I think it's because all the teachers are fucking the students now. So I feel like they, you know, now it's.
Now the porno movies are
it's all
showing women
stuff.
On the boxes with specs. So they think they're running away. Well, what happens is everybody's trying to look very, they think that's being a good girl. Like if I wear specs, nobody won't think I'm a freak. It's okay to be a freak. It's not like, you know.
You want to let it fly.
Yeah, they think you should be a freak. In a way that, you know, if you wear specs, you look more honest and you look more conserved. But they got, I seen Bang Brothers and companies release girls with specs on the cover getting come in their eyes and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Come on your glasses.
Come on the glasses. Get those windshield wipers.
Maybe you're just wearing them to protect your face from the jizz.
Yeah, the goggles. The jizz goggles.
But that's what they're doing now. That's what they're doing now. So
interesting.
A lot of women think that's like an escape from being a freak. It's just like, because, you know, 90% of America is conserved. Like when you look at 42nd Street, Giuliani
cleaned it
conformed up. Down. Yep. 42nd Street, Times Square. New York was like a sexy city before.
It's lame now, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it has no adult life. Like, when you go down there, it's like for the kids, you feel like you're looking at Donald Duck and stuff like
that. Yeah, it's like a mall, too.
Yeah, 42nd Street turns so corny, and, you know, people from Germany come and take pictures of the skyline and stuff, and it looks so conserved. So I miss the dirty 42nd Street, you know, with the garbage on the floor and, you know,
Nudie
the black
boots.
Exploitation film playing. They're getting ready to show Superfly.
Yes.
And, you know, dirty sleazy, you know, dirty sleazy hookers walking up the street.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You get high real quick, go in and watch a flick, get a tug job, and that's a night. That's a cheap evening on the town. Yeah.
So what are the cool cities now?
Now it's Olive Garden.
If New York died, what's the cool city now? Where can you still find
Miami still has a nightlife. And, like you
Miami.
Said, Atlanta.
Atlanta,
but
the
they
South
close
is.
At 2 o'clock, but they still want to have a nightlife. Like a city like Atlanta should pass a law to stay open to 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning because people want to stay up. I mean, you go downtown Times Square, people are putting chairs upside down at 10 o'clock, like 9 o'clock in the afternoon.
I know.
And when you go to a club, girls are coming out like 10:30, talking about they're going home in a cab. You're like, I'm just
like,
coming
I just
out.
Woke
up.
So New York is not that city no more where you came out at 1 o'clock and you just taking a shower and coming downtown to Puff Daddy party or something. Now it's like they doing day parties, which is cool, but then it's corny. I mean, who wants to party at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Let's get the sun down. That's when I'm at my
like
best.
People was partying. That's when you know shit went to the pits, when people starting to party at 12 o'clock noon. Like, what, you going to have lunch or something?
Yeah.
Like,
2 p.m.
You have lunch
now,
in a nice dress with some high heels? So, you know, all that part. And then the socialism is like kind of down too. Like, you go to a club, chicks are texting in the corner all fucking night, you know,
the media,
but they got a tight ass dress with their thong showing through their ass, but they're texting in the corner all night, you know.
Yep. And those data, you know, everyone's
texting
ready
in
to
front
swipe
of loud ass
next,
speakers, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Talking to somebody, like they're having a conversation.
Yeah. The phone's ruined.
The good old days.
I know.
That's why we have to drink in the afternoon in this tiny room.
I know.
Oh,
we're bringing
yeah.
the party back.
Yeah, we're trying to.
Yeah, but like you said, Miami and Atlanta and maybe even other little cities like North Carolina and stuff, they have a nice nightlife.
New Orleans goes
New
pretty
Orleans,
late.
Even New Orleans.
New Orleans is great.
Even New Orleans. It's just that New York just lost its nightlife.
Yeah, and it's gone soft.
A city that claimed the night skyline, it's a shame because, like you said, a lot of people went into an old mode. And then girls turning grandma also, too.
Yeah.
On a Friday night, your girl turns
getting
grandma
old.
On you. So she wants to come home and throw on an old tablecloth.
After midnight, turns
tablecloth
back to
dress.
A pumpkin.
She wants to wear an old tablecloth dress and try to impress you. And I guess you're supposed to get turned on by that.
It just makes you hungry.
Huh?
Yeah. It just makes
tablecloth.
You, you're just like, let's just have a meal and go to bed, I guess.
Fuck,
I blame Giuliani.
You got grandmother's tablecloth that was on the table on as a dress, you know.
But what if underneath the tablecloth you have that nice Fredericks of Hollywood shit?
They don't even wear that. They don't even wear that stuff.
All right.
Well, what I understand that other cities are more entertaining. I noticed when I lived in L.A., like, girls didn't mind putting a G-string up their ass and lingerie and taking pictures. And, you know, the freedom was more there. And I guess maybe because L.A. is made for modeling and the porn.
And the weather. Everybody
has a, like, tongue ring in their belly. And everybody don't mind being very loose.
Yep.
When in New York, it's more conserved and planned, and you know,
well,
and
cool
then sex is planned too. Like
everything
people in the East more can plan their sex. Like, well, you know, July 3rd at 6:30, we're gonna have sex.
Yeah,
that's really corny because you're planning your sex.
Mark your calendars.
You
have to do it
when you're ovulating.
So everybody's
so you can
like,
go to
well,
court.
So everybody's basically well. You know, we're going to have
New
sex.
New York's with everything with that. You know, everything's
it's
scheduled.
It's a planner. Like, a woman has a daily planner, and they're writing you in on their sex date. Like, well, okay, 9 o'clock, we can have sex. and at a quarter to three, and I pick up my kids and drop them off. And this, like, L.A. is more spontaneous. It's not, like, a plan.
Yeah, you know? You just meet someone in the ocean.
Like, New York, just, you got to find a babysitter. And New York is not really made for... I've noticed about New York, you ever had a girl with you and you was trying to find a hotel? That's the worst. It's not a city made for hotels. It's more like the tourists have booked all the rooms.
Yes, you can't just walk in.
Yeah, other cities are more like they have a lot of little side, little
sleazy places. Give those hours, just an hour long.
Yeah, 30 minutes. HBO, film included, cable. You know, on the side
HBO,
of the highway.
Just in case. That,
I know it's the West Coast, and you ride
up have those
the 110 freeway and going towards Las Vegas. You got a lot of hotels that are just there and just waiting for rental.
Yep.
New York is always booked up with tourists and families. And,
that's true.
And it takes the spontaneity, and women don't want to, like, give you head in a cab or nothing. Like, hey, let's ride the LaGuardia Airport while you sit on me. It's too random.
Hey, well, actually... mentioning Las Vegas hotels, let's slip on over to 60 Sign, shall we, guys?
Let's do it. So here, Keith, we like to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts. So
rip from the headlines.
We rip these articles from the headlines. This one comes to us from the Daily Mail. It's titled, Virtual Reality Porn to be Offered as Room Service in Las Vegas Hotels.
Virtual.
Yeah.
Well,
Jamiroquai.
So, yeah, speaking of those hotels that we love so much, what's going on here, Laura?
All right, basically this article is about Las Vegas, the city where anything goes. They've taken things another step further. With the Strip's hotels are starting to offer virtual reality porn as room service.
Yeah, so British virtual reality headset manufacturer Aura Visor has teamed up with porn studio VR Bangers to create the service. So it'll cost $19.99 during its trial run in Vegas hotels.
So basically, if you can't get a girl to come home with you or a gentleman to come home with you, there's this virtual reality set you put on. You can have sex just in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is futuristic. I think it takes a little getting used to, I would think.
Yeah, because you don't feel like Keith brought up, like sitting on someone, getting sat on. No reality. Right, but it does take you on that sexual journey.
You got to use your imagination a little bit, but you see things.
Well, people have gotten so much into virtual sex, like people swiping their credit cards. It's like actual sex doesn't mean anything anymore. It's like people want to swipe a card and have some robot within their visual headphones have sex with them through, you know, the eyesight and the illusion.
Yeah.
Like people... It seems like illusion is dominating more. Like, people rather swipe a credit card and watch somebody else have sex with somebody through, or a girl masturbate through a television cam.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of that is the fantasy. There's this idea of perfection, but I think if you're open to just, like, actually connecting with another person, it may not be perfect, but it'll be real.
But it's
like,
real,
I like the real magazines. I remember Blacktail was out and Players, and these magazines show genitals and ass crack and everything spread open. Now it's like, now you're just seeing girls fully dressed in the magazine. That's supposed to be the shit. I'm like, we went backwards. Like, we went from Blacktail and Players and Pictorial.
I love that Blacktail's
and Hustler to, like, more magazines that are, like, just showing a bathing suit, and that's supposed to be, like, the shit.
No.
Yeah.
And it's like girls on Instagram. Like, they getting, like, a, you know, a lot of hits for just showing some full-dress bathing suits.
Yep.
I'm like... Well, what happened to the girl that was naked? Like, I don't get off on just being teased. Like, you know, after a while, you got to see something. It's like you're hiding something that nobody ever saw.
Right. Very early on in the game, I feel like once I graduated from the, you know, the Sears underwear section of the Sears catalog, you know, you get whatever you can.
Very, it's
once
like
I
a,
opened a Hustler, I was there's no
well,
turning
it's like
back.
A, it's like a ripoff.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Me, I grew up listening to Blacktail. I grew up looking at Blacktail, and it was like something you had. Physically held.
Yep.
I didn't watch women through Instagram.
No.
Just
no, with
a full
pages.
Bathing suit on.
It's
I saw girls in Blacktail, you know, like you said, fully exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, how does buying a $10 magazine back in the 90s and 80s, and then you paying for a magazine fully dressed, and that's supposed to be the shit? I don't get it.
No,
but that's
like
the new
over,
kids. They
that's
think
the
that's
kids.
That's something.
It's like an overcorrection too. Like you're constantly going back and forth. Like once you see it all.
But the girls are more
back.
Souped up. Like they're doing a lot for you. Like okay, you're fully dressed, but Blacktail is the shit.
Yep.
To me, that should come back. Blacktail, Big Black Butt, you know, all those magazines, yes. Hustler,
yep. Round and
Swank,
Brown,
Swank, and you know, Swank. What's the other one?
Big
Club.
Sloppy Naturals, Club,
yeah,
or yeah,
yeah.
Not Naturals. Yep. All those magazines should come back because they show they you got what you paid for.
Yeah,
totally.
Now you're paying
totally,
for a
man.
Magazine. Everybody's fully dressed.
And what is and also the virtual reality thing? I feel like, as you're saying, it just doesn't quite. I think once you go down that rabbit hole, I wonder if you ever come back, you know?
Well, people get kind of...
Oh, you get addicted to it.
Yeah.
People get addicted to it, basically.
Like, it's like, just keep it old school. Like me, I inflate my own fuck dolls.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you inflate the dolls. Yeah, that's cool,
Oz
too.
Oz blows up his own.
Well, now they now they make an ass you can buy, but there's no body to it.
No.
Like on Christmas, you can buy somebody a carved ass of of Vanessa Del Rio, or they'll make a sculptured ass of Roxy Reynolds.
Yes.
But where's the rest of her?
Yeah, but who wants... Where? I mean, no. I can't get into a piece of a sculpture,
no.
Basically. It's
no,
not
that's
like
all.
Well, that's basically like a dildo. It's fun, but at some point you like might want
you need
the rest
more
of
those
person.
Parts. Yeah.
You're wondering where the person is.
Yeah. I mean, Vanessa Del Rio, you want the whole package.
Absolutely. I want to see those toes.
Yes.
Well, you want to see the whole body.
Toes.
You want to see the face and hair and...
Yep.
Smell. I don't know why people
that smell
are doing this. The illusion is just it's not that it's not what it is.
No. Well, what do you we might be able to help some people. I bet you some of these young kids. It's a lot of young kids that write into us. They tweet at us. This is a little something called listener love.
Yeah.
Listen, a mailbag.
So what do we do here, lover?
Some of our listeners, they email us, they tweet at us, sometimes they stop us on the street. And Keith, we're not great at giving advice, so we'd hope you might help us out.
Hop in and give some advice to these gippers.
Haas, who do we have this week?
Our first question is from Anonymous via our website, menageatoisradio.com. Anon says, "Dear Ménage à Trois, my best friend continues to talk about her ex-fiancé even though they broke up years ago. She is married with kids now. How do I help her to get some closure? It's incredibly annoying. Thanks."
Oh, interesting.
Oh, well, me, I hate a bitch that always talk about her past man. And I hate a chick who you meet and they'll be like, "Oh, you look like Reggie. Don't he look like Reggie? Oh, no, he look like Harry. Oh, you favor my boy. He used to look like this. You look like Tommy. You look like..."
You
like,
do look a little like Tom.
Like, like, so you're like, you know.
Yeah, you
like,
don't want to hear that.
You like, you
let's
know,
start fresh.
Like, damn, like, what the fuck is he like worrying about the next man?
I think you just want to live in the present.
Yeah, yeah. People get kind of stuck on that. They want to be like, well, you know, they get off on, "He looks like Reggie, don't he, girl? He looks like Reggie." Like, what the fuck? What did Reggie do? Did he stick a dick in your ear or something? I don't know. I don't look like Reggie. You know? I'm here. I'm just, I don't know about Reggie. I don't want to know about Reggie. And, you know, people get off on that too. Like, I think some people will fuck a guy because he looks like somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he looks like Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
What everybody's looking for.
You got those lookalikes, those celebrity lookalikes.
Well, you
got
to keep your dick out of people's ear, too.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the other thing, because you'll be hard to forget. You'll be a memorable lover if you try to stick it in the ear. Well, yeah, live in the present, Anonymous. And also, tell us who you are.
Who do we have next, Haas?
All right, second up, we have a question from Kevin via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Kev asks, "I have a recurring dream that I put my penis into a vagina. The vagina starts swallowing my dick. Do a lot of people have these dreams?"
Huh.
Sounds like an insecurity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, if a guy has a, you know, it sounds like he has an insecurity, like, he might feel... he's not capable or confident enough.
Yep.
That's true. It's probably a mental thing.
Yeah, because there are those dreams that comes through in there. If you're worried that, your penis is just going to be swallowed.
Make it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think work on your confidence.
Unless she's really that really fucked up.
Like, I mean, I also, unless she's part like, of that sounded like I was like,
like,
yeah, swallow
grand,
it.
Unless she's like the Grand Canyon or something.
Yeah, with some teeth at the bottom. Gotta watch
Dentata.
Yeah, work on yourself, right?
Work on that confidence. It'll come out in those, you'll get sexy dreams.
I maybe suggest get Stay Hard or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get those extends pills.
Seek help.
So, those were some great questions, but now we have some questions for our guest, Cool Keith. This is something called Six Sections. They're just rapid-fire sex questions.
Uh-huh.
You just got to answer as quickly as you can, whatever comes to your mind.
All right. Ready?
All right.
Yeah.
Begins now. What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Lenny White.
Oh, Lenny White. All right.
No, Frank Sinatra, New York.
Ah.
What's the sexiest animal?
Porcupine.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Selena Gomez.
What U.S. president would you bone?
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. 69 or 420?
69.
And last but not least, what's the most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Catwoman. I have to dress up like Catwoman.
Ooh, yes. Six Sections with Cool Keith.
Those were great.
Those were tremendous. The porcupine's a little, I like that. You're a little danger zone there.
Yeah.
Get a little, get pricked a little
pleasure
bit.
Pleasure and pain.
Pleasure and pain, yes.
Yes.
Always good to combine.
Pleasure and pain. Needles.
Get the needles out.
Let us sit on a porcupine.
Yes.
Shall we slide on over to get it wet?
Yes, we should.
Ooh, make it wet.
Keith, what we have here is we're going to have a contest between the three of us.
Okay.
Me and Diana, and Haas is going to judge.
Okay.
So we grabbed a bunch of, we take excerpts from various mediums that are not meant to be sexy, but we're going to try to read them in our sexiest voice possible.
Okay.
So we got to try to make it
wet.
Can
we read these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Haas, what do we have today?
We got these. They're a little moist from the nectar.
Well, this week, is it correct that it's the Ten Commandments?
It is the Ten
Commandments.
Okay,
so we got to try to make the Ten Commandments as sexy as we possibly can.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's quite a challenge. But all right, let's give it a shot.
Sexy enough in this room.
We'll make it sexy.
Okay. All right. Well, first up, let's have Murph.
All right.
And you've got your passage from the Ten Commandments. Now, go ahead and make it sexy.
You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make idols. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
Woo, that was great.
Whoa.
Ooh, all right. I did my best.
Okay, well, really good stuff.
We actually did get these wet, too, by the way. These passages
are
super wet.
They're super wet from the...
Hey, Haas, am I next?
You are indeed, Diana. Go ahead and make it wet.
All right. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it whole. Honor your father and your mother. And last but not least, you shall not murder.
Wow. So sexy.
Okay.
Okay, mine is...
Cool. Well, last up, we have Cool Keith, who's going to put the man back in Ten Commandments.
Ooh. You shall not commit adultery.
Mm.
Ah. You should not steal. You should not bear false witness against your neighbor next door.
Ooh.
Yes.
You should not cover.
Ooh.
I finished.
Oh, man. Okay.
So
cover.
Ooh,
ooh. Should not cover.
Oh. Well, I think we made those wet. I think that's the wettest the Ten Commandments have ever been. Charlton Heston is just.
Exposure.
Yes. Full exposure.
Well, you shall not cover.
You expose, please.
Cover is that. What the hell is that?
All right. Well, do I need to get the mop out, guys?
Well, we got wet paper.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify. But hey, listen, this is a really tough one. They all turned me on their own way, but the winner is definitely Cool Keith.
Oh,
hell yeah. So sexy.
Made it wet.
You know, I like them old movies with John Holmes when they had those, they had the more sound effects to their coming scenes. Like,
oh, yeah. The grunts and the groans. We've lost that.
Well, if you look up
close
that company,
up on a sweaty face.
You look at that company, which is Calibre is the old company with all the Seika and Sasha and Amber Lynn and, and John Holmes.
John Holmes.
And what's his name?
Peter North.
What was the guy with all the beard and stuff?
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy and all of those guys.
Jeremy,
and Angel Kelly. And
Ron Jeremy, speaking of Vanessa Del Rio, Ron
Angel
Jeremy
Kelly and Purple Passion. And, you know, and like you said, those were the...
It was
more
guttural.
Sound effects like... And remember Ray Victor? He always grabbed his tits
nip,
when he comes.
Pinch.
Like, That made him come if he grabbed his tit. Grab his left
tit. He knows
tit.
What he likes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, Ron Jeremy. I don't know if you want the whole person.
For well, me. I mean, I remember when I moved to L.A., F.M. Bradley and Jimmy Z came to my house. It was like, it was kind of really weird to see those guys with the perms and the ponytails. Yep. And, you know, they was in my crib. And I was like, oh, shit, that's really F.M. Bradley. Only guy I used to really like a lot was, if I wanted to be a person in L.A., I think Jack Baker lived the best.
Jack Baker
was always up in the hills.
Yeah,
and
party time
sitting
in the hills.
Up on his Hamlet with three blonde chicks. Mm-hmm. You know, Jack.
That's the life in the hills. Then it goes
Jack
south.
Nobody could beat Jack Baker.
Yeah.
And then you come back to Times Square and everything's closing at 8 p.m.
Yeah. Do you have a reservation at the Olive Garden for a hand job?
The Jack Baker rap, you know.
Oh. Well,
sadly,
you can't fuck with Jack. Nobody can fuck with Jack Baker.
No, don't dare.
I wouldn't try.
Not when you're out in those hills.
Jack Baker is up in the hills and
forever. His ghost will haunt those hills.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say if you look at the Hollywood
He was like
sign,
old too, right? Jack
oh, yeah.
Baker's.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Not a spring chicken.
Yeah.
If you Jack look at Baker. The Hollywood sign at midnight, they say on a full moon you can see his penis cuz here they are.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, a lot of people, man, a lot of porn was shot in them hills.
Yes, it was. Those were the days.
Those hills could talk.
Yes.
They'd go.
Yeah. Did you see the Billboard Awards last night? Did you see Fifth Harmony?
Mm-mm.
They came out in some really tight ass body suits. They seemed like they was ready to get fucked.
Ooh, the Billboard. The Billboard Awards. No. I don't expect much of that from the Billboard.
You know, Fifth Harmony seemed like they was ready to get some harmony.
Yes. The Fifth Harmony. As we all know, is the orgasmic harmony.
Yeah, yeah. They had on some nice little porno outfits on.
You gotta show it.
Little sleazy stuff they was wearing.
Found the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sad because we have to say goodbye.
I know. I'm sad, too.
Yeah, we got to move on and get a little loose.
Absolutely. And our listeners can get loose with Cool Keith. Just head over to coolkeith.uk.com.
And follow him at Ultraman7000 on Twitter. Keith, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the conservative moment right now.
No.
Yes, this is the one we're unbuttoning and letting it all hang out.
Keep it right, keep it tight. Mm. We'd also like to thank our producer. It's been a while. That's Ben Hosley.
Also our mama, UCB Comedy. And please tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Check out our cool new site, menageatoisradio.com.
Menage a trois.
Menage a trois.
Ooh.
Now as I begin to play guitar, Diana will rub your feet and we will... We will see what the real reason for this
Those podcast. Are the great hospitalities of the UBC.
Yes.
Let's get in that cab to LaGuardia and see what happens.
Captain Hardon.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.